Welcome to episode 74 of the Geeks for the Win podcast, the podcast covering all things geeky. I'm your host, William, and I'm joined with my co-host, Stuart.
Known across the internet as Casual Terror.
And Harold.
Known across the internet as, or at least on this podcast, as the Porn King.
Yes, and I don't know what I'm going to do with that footage, if I'm going to put it in the app or if I'm going to just put it at the end of the show. I don't know, but
Well, you know, my suggestion is that for all the people who spent the $1.99 to buy the Geeks for the Win app, they should get that extra bonus content. So now if you want to hear what we were talking about, you need to go over to iTunes and buy the app.
Definitely. And I want to also remind our listeners that we are not a kid-friendly podcast, and this bonus content is definitely not kid-friendly.
That's right. So if you're under the age of 18 and you still have laces in your shoes, don't download it.
Indeed.
Laces in your shoes? Why would you have laces in your shoes?
Did you ever listen to Eminem? He said if you have laces in your shoes
You don't listen to Eminem? No.
Not in a long time.
Please don't. Who do you listen to?
I don't listen to anybody.
Yeah.
You don't listen to music.
Not really. I've got a lot of podcasts to listen to every week.
Okay, so this is your secret way to say that you listen to, like, who? Let's see. This is your secret way of saying that you listen to, like, Yanni?
Justin Bieber?
Nope.
Anyways. Stuart, I want to give us a pat on the back because this has been the 12th week of recording in a row for us. I think that's a record.
Why? What was your previous record?
I have no clue. A lot less than 12.
Why is it only 12? Why not more?
There was that week where I had to move all of a sudden and go to the emergency room and all that horrible stuff. But it would have been a lot longer if it wasn't for that stupid week.
Okay.
But yeah. Just wanna say, you know, go us, because we've been keeping it strong.
Go us.
Yippee skippy, yay! Golf clap.
Definitely, and thank our listeners for actually listening to this show. I don't think we actually ever really do that. We don't actually thank them for listening.
Well, you know what? There you go. That was all for the listeners.
And also, I want to just call out all our U.S. listeners. Come on now. What's going on? I mean, China's beating y'all? We have more Chinese downloads than U.S. downloads?
That tends to happen to podcasts. I don't know why.
I mean, come on now. Well, I guess, you know.
You know, I know why. Because we talk about geeky things that they're interested in, and they want to see how wrong we are. But it also helps them learn English.
That, and there's 2 billion Chinese people, so the odds of, you know, the odds favor them of being listeners versus 300 million U.S. I mean,
so you're saying we have 3 listeners in the U.S.?
No, we have, well, for our last episode, we had 44 U.S. listeners and 48 or 49 Chinese listeners.
Well, ni hao ma.
I have no idea what you said.
That's hello in Chinese, Japanese.
Okay.
I think it's Chinese.
I'm taking your word for it. I'm hoping you didn't just curse out half our listeners.
No. My son was learning Japanese or Chinese in school, and I remember a little bit about what he was learning.
I hope it was Chinese, because if it was Japanese, we would probably lose our listeners, because the Chinese and from what I've heard, they don't get along.
If it's Chinese, you should actually be yelling it. But
yeah. Anyways, how's your week been, Harold?
My week has been fantastically swell. I've had no issues and nothing going on. But I did have this wonderful chat this week with Charity Perkinson, who is an author. She writes The Society of Sinners. And she actually mailed me a first edition of her book, Autograph. So it's been an awesome week. And if anybody's interested in any of her books, she does erotic horror books. And you can get them off Amazon.com, or you can go to her website, Charity Parkinson, Charity, Charity Parkerson.com, and you can check her stuff out.
Wow.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it's great stuff.
So that's it?
You? What you been doing? Yeah, besides work and, the rest of the stuff during the week, but that was like my biggest highlight of the week. How's that?
Well, nothing else interesting? No games, movies, TV shows, anything?
Movies, actually, I watched some really good movies this week. I watched The Eyes of March, which has George Clooney. Excellent movie. I would recommend seeing that if you get a chance. I also saw Attack on the Block, which is it ended up being like a British version of Goonies.
I've heard that is a good movie.
Is that on Netflix?
It is not on Netflix. All these I got out the Redbox.
Oh, I thought I saw something similar titled of that, but alrighty.
And then I saw The Debt, where you have the Jewish spies that go back into. Germany to get that doctor who did all the strange injections in the eyes and stuff, and they were going to bring him to trial, and of course there's a couple of twists and turns in the story, so not everything happened the way it should have. And then the last one I saw was The Devil's Double, which was about Uday Hussein when he got a body double, and that was actually a true story.
I heard of that.
Yeah, it was actually, that was a really good one. I was shocked. It was really, really good.
Alrighty.
But that's about, and I opened up my Batman because Anthony Alex sent me the code for my Sinestro skin. And it was kind of weird having Batman yellow, but otherwise it was fun.
Yeah, I would think yellow wouldn't be a good color for Batman because it kind of sticks out in the night, at night.
Well, you only get to play it when you're doing like the challenge room.
Oh, okay.
I thought you could have them after you've actually beaten the game the first time. You could put the skins on.
Well, I haven't gotten that far then. I was only able to use it in the challenge room so far.
I honestly don't know.
I mean, I'm going to try to beat the game. Don't ask me when, because I'm having the hardest time with that game right now. It's frustrating. How's that? And I put it back down to go back to playing Skyrim, because I really just enjoy Skyrim better.
Gotcha. Alrighty. What about you, Stuart?
I've not played a lot of gaming this week, but I have. I did just get on just watching a bunch of anime all of a sudden. This happened to me last year too. But yeah, I watched three entire series of three different shows.
Okay. Are you gonna let us know? Yeah. Let us know.
I'm going to tell you two of them because I'm going to save one for I recommend next week.
Okay.
Okay.
One of them was Heroic Age. It's about the human. It's about There's these four tribes, and when I say tribes, I mean alien species.
Oh, I thought you meant like Indians. Because you know I'm part Indian.
It calls them tribes, but they're really just different species. You got the Golden Tribe, which is basically the creators of the universe, and they rule everybody. You got the Silver Tribe, the Bronze Tribe, which is like a bunch of bugs, and the Iron Tribe, which is humans. And at one point, the Golden Tribe leaves and the Silver Tribe kind of takes over, and they don't like humans at all. So the humans are repressed and have been kicked out of Earth, and they have to, and they have to find this person who is part of the Heroic Tribe, who can turn into this giant beast, and they try to take Earth back and then find out what happens to the Golden Tribe. I'm not describing it very well.
Yeah.
But it's very good.
Well, I'm looking at the art style.
I'm not great at describing things, if you haven't noticed. I'm not great at it.
Well, the art style looks pretty cool.
Yeah, it's...
Is it anime?
It's good. It is anime. Mm.
What's the other one?
The other one is Dragonaut. Basically, dragons are... Not really. It's not really even dragons. It's an alien race that came and crashed on Earth. And the humans call them dragons because they kind of look like dragons, but they can shape shift back into humans. And the mother dragon, which is basically like a planet sized thing, is threatening to destroy Earth. So a couple of the dragons and humans team up and become Dragonauts. And there's battles and brah.
Alrighty.
There's a fourth anime that I started last night. I want to watch a lot more of that. Persona 4. It's unfortunately not dubbed in English yet, because it's still being shown in Japan.
Now, does that have any similarities to the video game?
The video game? It is that video game in anime form.
Ah, okay.
Like it's almost scene for scene. Except for the battles.
Okay.
So
I know there's a like cult following behind that video game series. I've never played it, but I know I've heard so many people over the years talk about it. And
I have seen a couple years ago, Giant Bomb did what they call an endurance run, where they just sit down and play an entire game. And the first one they ever did was Persona 4. And I watched a lot of those, so I know a lot about that video game. And that's basically it for my anime watching. I did read a book though. I started and finished a book in 3 days.
Oh wow!
Because it was a very good book. It's called Ready Player One. Have you guys heard of that one?
No.
No. What's it about?
It is about. It takes place in the year 2040 something. It's not quite specific. And basically the world has gone to shit. You know, there's still wars. The energy crisis has gotten worse. So what people do to escape that is everybody goes into this MMO called the Oasis. And the Oasis is basically an entire universe. Like, it is so freaking big that it includes every single other video game inside it, and you wear this immersion kind of suit and gloves and visor, so you're actually in the game. And it is definitely based around 80s stuff, like 1980s, and it goes into detail. Like it talks about Transformers. It talks about what else does it talk about? A lot of the video games of the 80s, Pac-Man, Tempest, Adventure, because basically the creator of the video game was a teen of the 80s, and that's what he loved. So he put what he loved into this game, and then he died. And since everybody in the world plays it, he's a bajillionaire, but he doesn't leave his money to anybody except for he put an Easter egg into the game. And whoever finds that Easter egg gets all of his money. So it's basically one dude's quest to find this Easter egg.
I would love to find an Easter egg in a game that got me millions of dollars.
Me too.
And it goes.
Anything that gives me $1 million.
Yeah, that would be great. But like in this game, he said that. You know, you got the entire Star Wars universe in one area. Then right next to that is the entire Star Trek universe. Then right next to that is the Verse. I'm like, oh, I was totally want to live there.
Sounds like a good book.
It is a very good book, and it was read by Will Wheaton.
Ah, see, you said read, and I'm thinking he actually read it. So you listened to it.
Yes.
Audiobooks for the win.
That's right.
Why read when you can have someone do it for you?
Well, why read when you can listen to the book while you're at work?
Well, yeah, like I said, have someone do it for you. Alrighty, anything else?
That's really been it.
Alrighty, I guess for me, UFC, the I watched on Xbox because they were giving free fights again.
How did that go?
It went very, very well. Because they didn't say, okay, we got 5,000 free fights, like, you know, half an hour before it started. They didn't do that. They gave away their fights 2 days beforehand.
So they learned from their mistake.
Exactly. And I tweeted like crazy about it, trying to let people know, hey, you can get the free $50 HD UFC fight, hey, get it now, and only Vlad's Hammer did, so it's no one else's fault but your own if you're upset you didn't get it.
I was working, so I couldn't do it anyways.
But
I'm not into fighting.
Well, you could watch the next day, Harold. Next time, because they allow you to watch like the next day and stuff like that. I think you can watch it anytime you want, really. But I'm definitely going to keep an eye out for. I'm hoping they keep doing this stuff where they're giving away a certain amount of free fights. That'd be really cool. But I'm not going to really get my hopes up. But that said, it was like probably the best UFC event I've ever seen.
Wow.
Oh, go ahead.
Next time. I mean, they give it to you for the week or do they just give it to you for one day?
You can watch it live or you can watch it like whenever you want, basically.
Okay, cool. Well, next time I will do that then.
Definitely. And it was amazing because not a single fight ended with a decision by the judges. It all ended with either submission, knockout, you know, and there was probably like one fight that it ended in a knockout third round. So there was, you know, it wasn't like knockout 10 seconds and you're like, oh, that was short, but it was it was a spinning kick knockout and it was probably one of the best knockouts like ever. Because you could see the heel of the guy hit the face, and you know instantly you could see he was knocked out before he even started falling. You could just and you saw him fall, and it was just like dead weight.
You saw that neck just go pop, and then you just saw his head go down, and it was lights out, right? One of those kind of things?
Oh, definitely. I tweeted a video about it. If I can find the link, I'll send it to you, Harold, but so you can see. Cause
I'm actually looking for that right now.
Here we go.
Found it.
Do you got your thing turned off, Stuart?
Oh, no, it's on my phone.
Okay. But let me put this in the chat for you, Harold. Because there we go.
Oh, yeah, that was like a board just hitting the ground.
Yeah, he was knocked out like before he even started to fall to the ground. It was truly amazing.
Wow. I can't wait to watch this.
Yeah, check it out, Harold. I want to hear
your... Edison Barboza spinning wheel kick knockout.
Yeah, because it was truly amazing, and I've watched this clip like constantly just because I'm just
okay. Here we go.
And this was just
oh damn yeah his head goes to the left and he just goes down like a tree.
Yeah.
Oh.
And you see it from multiple angles.
Bro, and how could you not like watching MMA? I mean, dude, that's what you get. You get this. You don't get idiots sitting there going, I'm the best, and drinking beer and crap like that and going, do you smell what the Rock is cooking?
Hey, I like
you
The Rock.
You get people who actually get their at. I like The Rock too, but you know,
yeah.
You get people who actually go in and they fight and they kick ass, and you get knockouts, man. If you don't love MMA, I don't know what to say. If you like wrestling and not MMA, ugh.
What if you like neither?
Well, I can see you liking neither, but
Xbox porn.
Yeah, okay. But anyways, that was just
Hey, Harold, if you like two big old sweaty guys hugging each other, go for it, man. Go for it,
dude. It's not two sweaty guys hugging each other is boxing.
Well, there's grappling in MMA though, so
it's part. Yeah,
one guy gets on top of the other guy.
But it's not as big as.
But we don't focus on it like that. We don't focus on it like that because we're not thinking about it like that way, Stuart. Maybe maybe you look at it like that, but we don't. Anyways, that was just one of the fights. I mean, there was another fight where the ref it was clearly a knockout. Like it was another knockout where the guy just couldn't defend himself, and then the ref ended up saying, "Oh, well, you were hitting him in the back of the head, and so you're disqualified." And you saw the replay, and it clearly he hit him like on the side of the head, and there's maybe a couple hits, but only because the guy was moving his head, you know. You could clearly see that, and then Joe Rogan, which is one of the sports or one of the announcers, and people might also know him from Fear Factor, but he actually called the ref out like right after the fight on the stage and said, "Look at this replay." A lot of people are talking shit about Joe Rogan for calling the ref out, and a lot of people are talking shit about the ref. So that was definitely a controversial fight. Let's see. There was a couple other knockouts.
Which one? Not the one that you just showed me.
A different one. Yeah, it was a different one. But and then the main event fight, I think it's the featherweight title. The champion was about to get slammed. Like he was in the air. He was about to get a full on body slam, and he grabbed the cage. Like he grabbed it for dear life. And it wasn't like some people grab it accidentally and then they're like, oh, I'm not supposed to. He grabbed it and he held himself. He prevented himself from getting slammed. And that a lot of people are up in arms about that because you're not supposed to grab the cage and he ended up winning when if you're about to get slammed, that could definitely change the way the fight goes. But it was a definitely, I think it's going to be one of the most talked about fights this year, if not longer than just this year. But so definitely I enjoyed that. It was definitely good. Let's see. I finished up, Being Human, the UK, up to season 3. I can't remember who I saw. I saw someone on Twitter say they were excited for the season 2 of the US version. And I'm thinking,
I don't know.
Must have been Stuart.
I'm thinking, really?
No, it wasn't me.
What?
It was not me.
I can't think of who it was. It's somebody on my Twitter feed. I can't for the love of God, think who it was, but I was just, I was thinking about calling him out and being like, and then I was like, nah, maybe he doesn't know the UK version exists, so, I don't know, but yeah, definitely was just like, really? Oh, wait, I think I found who it is. Should I call them out?
Yes, call them out. Yes.
Scooter Prime from the Ramble On podcast.
Tis, tis.
And here's his Twitter feed so y'all can see the tweet yourselves about him talking about it. But yeah, and he also unlocked a Get Glue badge or sticker or whatever.
What is Get Glue? I have no idea what it is.
It's something like, I guess you tell. I don't use it, but from what I can tell, you tell it what you're watching, and it like
It's a way to social medialize what you're watching or what you've watched. And the whole niche of it is it gives you these little stickers that you can unlock if you want. But it's supposed to be a way to help you promote what you're doing so people can talk about it.
It's just a way to get achievements, I guess,
It's like a movie.
So it's
Twitter,
Foursquare for virtual content?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
But I just use Twitter and say, oh, I'm watching, you know, if I want to say, you know. But yeah. And he also talked about him looking forward to Alcatraz, which I actually heard some bad things about that. That has me kind of worried.
Well, J.J. Abrams goes back to an island.
Yeah.
I liked Alcatraz.
So you'd liked it. Okay.
I liked it. And I mean, I had a couple small little issues with the show, but you know what? It's issues that I can overlook because it's a television show. It's not reality.
Hurley's on that show, isn't he?
Correct. Hurley is a doctor who has a doctorate in World War II history and basically like a doctorate or whatever in Alcatraz, like the history of Alcatraz.
Okay.
And he's a nerd like us who runs a comic book store and a gaming store. And basically, he writes this book about Alcatraz that they sell at Alcatraz. And the police officer woman goes and looks him up to start asking him some questions about some of the people there. And then all of a sudden, he gets drafted in to be part of the FBI with her, which the way they set it up is fine. It's just how he automatically got into the FBI. And it's like, okay, so now he's part of the FBI. I'm sitting there like, oh, that's a little iffy. But you know what I mean? Otherwise, everything else was fine.
Okay. Well, then I'll guess I've really been looking forward to that show. So hopefully I'll take it. You know, hopefully it's not a terrible Nova where the first episode is good and the rest is crap.
Well, they gave you the first two episodes. So
oh, they did.
At the moment. Yeah, because, well, the first episode looked like it was two episodes in one, because they gave you 2 hours.
Well, Terrible Nova did the same thing.
Terrible Nova sucked.
Yeah.
That first episode wasn't good.
That's what you say, yeah, but other people liked the first episode. That's just what I'm saying.
How's this? The first episode? No. The first episode, besides the fact that they gave some really off-the-wall questions that you still had sitting there, and it's like, okay, why did that happen? Why did that happen? Why did that happen? It's like, okay, well, okay, I understand now. But they blew their wad, as I like to say, they blew their wad on that pilot, and that was it. I mean, they spent $2 million to film that pilot.
Oh, it was $2 million? I thought it was $20 million.
No, I think it was $2 million to film that pilot, and there was no money left. And it was like, okay, and I understand. I see why. That's why they're carrying around Nerf guns. If you look, those were Nerf guns.
But they also made up dinosaurs, too. What the hell is a slasher? I've never heard of a slasher.
Bro, it's okay to make up dinosaur names. I don't care about all that.
Oh, no. I do. Damn it.
No, I didn't care about the made-up dinosaurs. I care that you had questions right from the beginning of, okay, this is supposed to be going on, this is supposed to be going on, and all of a sudden, like, okay, you have questions. Okay, he's not supposed to have 3 kids. He's got 3 kids. Oh, so you put him in jail. Oh, well, she just goes to jail and gives him the respirator and tells the guy, oh, give him the respirator, which the respirator has a nail file or a key or whatever for him to get the hell out of jail. It's like, come on.
And then there's the son. We got to wait for dad. We got to wait for dad. They all will go through the portal. Dad, I hate you. Huh?
Yeah. And I mean, you sold me. This is what you did. You sold me on the fact that this was supposed to be this show was supposed to be the all about this family going from one from the future going back in the past. You start off giving me some of this. How do you want to say it? You start off giving me some tension with the family and the kid, and then you just totally drop it. And it's like you wasted my time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally do. What they should have done. Is they should have redone dinosaurs. That's what they should have done.
Yeah. I think I'm seeing the pilot was estimated between 10 and 20 million, I think, it's saying. So that's even worse. But
You guys do know when I say dinosaurs, what show I'm talking about?
The Disney show Dinosaurs.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Not the mama.
I'm the baby. Gotta love me.
That's right.
Exactly. But it's funny because I was looking up Terra Nova and I clicked the Wikipedia link and I'm like, no, it's blacked out.
Don't go to Wikipedia.
But, ha. They just released their Android. They just released an official Android app and it works. It's not blacked out. So I was able to look it up that way. So that's going to be a useful app. That and IMDb on my phone. Definitely. Anyways, but yeah,
speaking of Wikipedia
I'm still talking about my stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, so nice try, but
well, then you shouldn't have brought it up. God damn it, that was a perfect segue.
It was actually there was finally a perfect segue, and you ruined it.
Oh well, I think we'll live. okay. Well, I also watched a couple comedy shows. How I Met Your Mother, which was this week's episode was really funny. It's been kind of stale lately. The past season, it's been really not terrible, but not as good as like you know it hasn't been its best. But this episode was truly hilarious. So if anyone's interested in or watched that show or familiar with that show, it definitely make sure you get a chance to watch this past episode. And
I know every time I see that show, it's always a doppelganger episode.
There was a doppelganger. Yeah. It was
every time I see that show, that's what it is.
It was a return. It was a return of a doppelganger, and it was just it was just hilarious the way it was set up, and I was laughing like hysterically, like literally.
Was it Lily's? Because I really found that one funny.
It was Lily's. It was Lily's. The Russian stripper. Yeah. So that definitely, if you can look that up, I'm sure you really enjoy that. But then
he said stripper. See, he brought up porn. I didn't bring it up.
Stripper's not porn. You did.
and then after that, it was Two Broke Girls, which if you haven't watched that show is like that show is really funny.
I've actually not been hearing good things about that.
Really?
It's really from the people that I work with.
Oh, it's hilarious.
They're not liking that show.
Oh, Kat Dennings. She just always has come just responds with a one-liner, and it's just hilarious. It's really funny. And ironically enough, this episode kind of dealt with a prostitute slash whorehouse.
Well, again, from what I've heard of that show should be called the Whore Girls.
No, it had nothing
two whore girls.
Yeah, nothing to do with them. It was like an next door neighbor or upstairs neighbor, and they're really not. I mean, they don't do anything whorey in the show, really and truly. It's unfortunate, but they don't because it's on CBS. Yeah, so. They really can't, but I know. I mean, I Kat Dennings, come on now. Who wouldn't want to see her, you know? Anyways, what else? 2.5 Men, I decided not to watch because it's garbage with Ashton Kutcher.
Finally, Stuart from Front Page of Screen told me that show has gotten
bad. I kept on watching it just because I've been invested with that show, but it just got to a point where I'm just like, you know, I'm just not gonna watch it. You can't have the Charlie Sheen show without Charlie Sheen. It just Ashton Kutcher's not a Charlie Sheen.
No, he's Jesus.
Well,
don't you see him wearing Jesus pants?
Yeah, apparently he like trimmed up or whatnot in this episode, and it was the commercials were like, "Oh, wait till you see how he looks now," or whatnot, and I'm just like, "Okay, I've seen him with short hair and you know trimmed up on That 70s Show. You know, I don't need to watch this to see that." But anyways, let's see, Star Wars: The Old Republic. I didn't get to play as much of that as I wanted because there was a weird like thing where I couldn't see any servers like at all, so I couldn't get into the game, which I saw there were other people on the forums complaining about that, but there was no one saying why it was, or just that, oh, after a few hours it fixed itself. So I went like one night without playing that, and then what?
Have you gotten a chance to play with 1.1?
No, I loaded it up, and I loaded it up just to check my I had stuff on the auction house or Galactic Market, whatever, Galactic Trade Market, and I loaded it up to see that, but I haven't really done anything. I mean, there's really no real major fixes for me.
Was that lightsaber hilt that I sent you any use to you at all?
Not at all.
I didn't think it was.
Yeah, it's 25, and I'm like 30.
But hey, it's something to sell.
Yeah, that's true. But thank you for the thought. It's the thought that counts.
Well, you send me stuff all the time.
Oh yeah.
I can at least make the stuff out of that and try to give it to you.
Definitely. And then I guess last night I kept trying to find people to do quests with, like 2+ or mostly the 4+ heroic quests, and I couldn't find anybody.
Is the game still $60?
Yes.
Damn it.
I think I don't know. What did you ran into a dilemma in that game?
Oh, my last name or my legacy name?
Yeah.
Yeah. I created one. My legacy name is Starbreaker.
So you're Shanta Starbreaker.
Yes.
Okay.
I thought it sounded all right.
I liked mine, and so did the rest of our guild.
Oh,
our entire guild liked mine too.
Yeah, but not unless I'm part of the Devil's Bakery, which I don't know if you saw the link I sent you to that.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know, William's character's name is Shanta, so I suggested that his last name be Claus. C-A-C-L-A-W-S. So his name would be Shanta Claus. He didn't find that funny at all.
Only two people thought it commented
there was,
on
there
that.
Was like four. There was like four, like, you should do it. That is awesome.
Yeah, but then that, you know, it'd be a joke. Everyone would think that cool, but I would be stuck with that, and it would not be fun.
Did you start a new player or no?
The thing is, your legacy would be your last name, and also your legacy is stuck with all your characters on that server. So they would be like mine is Starbreaker. So if I created a new character, it would be of either Starbreaker in the same family or of the Starbreaker like clan, or you know,
of the Starbreaker legacy
stuff like that. So it'd be all my characters would be associated with that. I thought Starbreaker was cool. I liked it. Last night I couldn't find anybody to play with. I kept seeing people say, you know, looking for group, and I'm like, oh, I'll do it. And then they would be like, oh, well, I'm about to leave. So, and I'm like, why'd you ask then? And
we just got full.
Oh, I'm trying. I'll DM you if I find a couple other people or and then I tried saying LFG, you know, whatever, for the guild chat, and nobody. So
yeah,
I'm not really having luck.
It can be hard to find people at times because, you know, a lot of people are like me. They're used to soloing everything up until the end.
Yeah, well, the whole thing about MMOs that grabbed me was the fact of playing with, you know, mass multiplayer online, playing with other people.
Yeah, and that's why when on certain quests you run into a cave and, oh, look, your entire path is cleared for you. Which is why I was able to complete that one where you inject yourself with poison, then run to get the antidote in 5 minutes instead of 15.
That was a crazy. That was pretty cool. I kind of liked the whole concept of that.
Yes, but you were quite mad that I just ran right through it because I didn't have anybody to fight.
And the fact that once you got the antidote, you had to go to your inventory and take it, and that ended up killing me because I didn't know that. And by the time I figured it out, I was dead. That kind of made me mad too. But yeah, last few days I haven't really played too much of it, and so, yeah. Anyways, I guess that's it for me, and now we can move on to our topics.
Okay, rewind. Speaking of Wikipedia blackout.
Yes, everybody, SOPA. SOPA is what is up, and everyone is...
At least today.
Everyone is up.
As of this recording, which is Wednesday, January 18th.
Yes.
There's a lot of stuff about SOPA today.
Lots of sites are doing blackouts. Wikipedia, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, they released their Android app, and I guess the Android app actually works, so that's workaround.
Which, if you actually go on, well, you guys can't do this because it's past that time, but you two can. If you go to Wikipedia, it asks you to type in your zip code.
Yeah.
And if you do, it gives you the Twitter information or Facebook about your representatives to ask them to stop.
Oh, I've already sent online messages to them, to my representatives. I've done my part.
Which, you know what you do? For all of your representatives who vote for SOPA or who are for SOPA, you know what? There's a coming election. Make your voice heard and vote them out.
Hardly anyone is going to be for it because there is an election coming up and, you know, people are going crazy. So I'll be surprised if anyone publicizes that they're for SOPA online. That's just suicide.
I read a couple tweets to one of my representatives, and I saw a bunch of people saying, you know what, if you vote for SOPA / PIPA, you don't have my vote.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. I haven't seen my representatives or senators or whatever. I haven't seen any of them say their position on the whole thing yet. So I'm
because they're all being quiet. Yeah, they all want to wait till after the general elections come up because they don't want to get voted out.
Well, I don't know. I just they just don't seem to. Here's a couple I've looked at on Twitter. They haven't tweeted really anything at all in a while. So,
Here's the thing: the government says that they've taken out the DNS part of the act, but if you look at it now, right now, it is still there. It has not changed at all. So,
yeah,
and it's not that I'm for piracy. It's just the way that these two bills are written. It won't stop piracy at all, and two, it stops freedom of speech on the internet,
which would stop our podcast.
It might. I don't know. I don't know how that would affect us. I honestly don't know.
Well, with our intro song, even though I think it's under fair use, you know, because we don't use a certain amount of each of the in
30 seconds.
Yeah, we use less than that of
but,
each thing.
Well, they could get on us because we cuss, because we mention their product in a bad way.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not joking about that.
Fox could, since we talked about Terrible Nova, Fox. You know. Oh, well, they're calling it Terrible Novo, and it's not, you know, wicked.
But it is terrible.
And they also talk about porn. That's not safe for our kids. Shut them down.
Well, one, we are explicit, so not, you know.
You know what? They don't care.
Yeah, they want to shut everybody on the internet. They want us to become like communist Russia, man. They want to take away all our rights.
Well, these two acts can be easily abused. If one company doesn't like what a website says, they can shut them down. Or if the government doesn't like a certain website cussing, I'm not kidding about the cussing thing. They can shut them down.
This is those damn Democrats, man. This is what happens when you let Democrats into. It's mostly Democrats because Democrats are into big government. See, so vote Republican and vote for Mitt Romney for president this year.
I have no clue who I'm voting for.
I'm not voting for anybody because I don't like any of them.
I gotta vote for somebody because I don't want Obama to win. I don't want him to
vote for the guy who was on the Nerdist because I like his stand.
Oh God. That's not a real person, I'm sure, but...
I don't care. He probably do a better job.
Yeah, I don't know. But anyways, but yeah, SOPA, you know, a lot of sites are blacked out. Google, they don't have their, you know, obviously Google's not blacked out because they would lose millions and millions and millions of dollars just being in.
If Google goes down, the entire internet goes down.
Yeah, definitely. And mostly I think they're not doing it because, you know, they would lose so much money because Google, you know, is basically the highway to the internet, you know. But they have their Google logo blacked out, and they have, you know, the whole Tell Congress, all this and that, and so on their homepage they do have a thing where they're talking about it.
Yeah.
And
did you guys read the tweet that I sent out? Well, I sent out a couple of them, videos about the gaming community against SOPA. What's actually going to happen?
What do you mean?
Well, the ESA.
Which is, that is the company, E3 guys.
Yes, that is the E3 guys. Are all supporting SOPA. So a lot of game reviewers and a lot of that kind of stuff, they're boycotting E3 until the ESA stops supporting SOPA.
Good. They need to.
That's great. And
I would boycott. You know what? If they're going to continue, then I say, you know what? We don't even talk about E3 on the damn podcast anymore.
See,
I
agree. That,
I think we should boycott it too.
I don't know about that because I mean that does kind of hurt us. The fact of we're not going to be not being able to talk about the games that are announced and the trailers and stuff.
You can talk about the games, but you just don't mention that you saw it at an E3 press conference, or you don't talk about anything that you see at E3. You
see,
just
yes, talk about that, the game. That's my point. I mean, not talking about anything that happened at E3, no, but not mentioning E3. That's what I was trying to say. We don't mention E3. We still talk about, hey, did you see the Mass Effect 4 trailer whatever, the Xbox 720?
Yeah. Yeah, you just don't mention E3, period.
Because, I mean...
I don't know.
Well, you can just sit out that episode then, because I'm... you know, unfortunately, I like to... I'm probably going to watch the E3. I'm not going to, you know, I...
Oh, I'm not saying I won't
watch it.
Just, I won't.
Going to talk about...
I probably won't tweet anything about it. Just nothing.
Definitely. Yeah, but that's pretty crazy. Hopefully they'll change their stance or whatnot. And you know, if they would give us tickets to E3, I definitely would go. I mean, I'm not gonna say it. You know,
nope, I would seriously I would seriously debate the issue. I really would.
Because going to E3 is just I would love to it.
I'd rather go to the Las Vegas porn convention.
Well, that's coming up. That's what, this weekend?
Which wasn't during CES this year.
No, but that should be going on around now, right?
I don't know.
I thought it was after CES, like a week or two after.
Yeah. I know a lot of the tech reviewers were disappointed that it wasn't at the same time this year.
Well, they did that because they're tired of all the tech guys coming in, you know, and creeping out the porn stars.
Well, you know what? That's their audience.
Exactly. But anyways, but yeah, the SOPA, everyone's been talking about it. I don't know about y'all, but the whole people making fake tweets saying this tweet has been censored by blah 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 of SOPA blah blah blah, that's just kind of stupid, I think. I mean, yeah,
I find it fun.
Okay, you're trying to be all smart and you're trying to be all funny and whatnot, but you know, it hasn't happened yet, so there's no.
I find it. I like the one that it's like the government says blank, like blank blank blank, everything blank 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 is fine. I like that.
Yeah, but I mean, it hasn't happened yet, and it's not, because everyone's going crazy, and you know, more and more people who have originally supported it are, you know, backing out.
Well, has GoDaddy actually backed out?
Yeah, they backed out weeks ago.
I know they said, oh no, we will support it when the internet supports it. Oh.
No,
that's what we meant. We didn't mean that we actually supported it. No. Fuck you, GoDaddy.
They backed out. They backed out as soon as people started, you know, getting upset. I guess people leaving or whatnot, telling them, oh, we're leaving. But still, they didn't lose. They haven't really lost any. They just haven't gained as much as they normally do.
Oh, no. They lost quite a bit.
They haven't lost any. They just haven't gained as much as they regularly do. I have seen that.
Don't go to GoDaddy.com.
Like a week or two ago was like change your domain day, and I saw reports about they had like they still had a phenomenal, you know, they had tons of people still come to them.
Well, that's because GoDaddy wouldn't let them leave.
Well, that's that, and GoDaddy, they really got some cheap stuff. Like, you can register domain names for a year. You can always find a code for like to do it for like $1.90-something. So a lot of people are like, oh, I don't care if they're, you know, a lot of the average people who aren't, you know, totally, you know, into tech and all this news and really know what SOAP is about, they're going to be like, oh, I'm going GoDaddy because I saw the hot race car lady and it's cheap. But anyway, we don't use GoDaddy. We use Media Temple.
No, we don't. That's right.
And if you go to Media, well, not now, but Stuart, have you gone to MediaTemple.net?
I have before.
You should go to it right now.
Okay.
Is it dark?
And see the quote that they have. They haven't blackened it out because that means, you know, if problems with websites like ours, we wouldn't be able to get into it or access any information. So they, you know, they technically can't black out their sites because tons of other sites depend on it.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
What would happen if Microsoft decided they wanted to black out Xbox Live for a couple days?
I'm fine with that.
Well, considering, well, yeah, I mean, I'm not on Xbox Live a lot nowadays, so
I'm fine with that. I know lots of people would be flipping out, and they'd have to extend the membership by a couple days for everybody that time, you know, because I'm sure there'd be lawsuits if they didn't extend. I'm sure there'd be lawsuits if they did, since it's a paid service.
Okay,
I saw a lot of tweets. It was really directed to a Twitter account called Herpderpedia, and it was all about it's basically a Twitter account for the blackout, which is dumb in itself. But there were so many people tweeting to that website, to that Twitter, saying, "Why is Wikipedia down? This is an outrage! Ah, well, rest in peace, Wikipedia. Why did Wikipedia go out of business?" What?
Yeah. And, I mean, there are other people who are, like, tweeting with the hashtag, like, facts without Wikipedia. And I think that's kind of, you know, that's kind of making fun of their whole stance on SOPA. So I don't really like that. But anyways, SOPA bad. SOPA is really bad. And every time I hear it, I want a SOPAPIA. I think I tweeted that out a few like weeks ago, because every time I hear SOPA, I just want to say Pia, and because I love SOPAPIAs, they're so good. Anyways, I guess we can move on to. Unless y'all have anything else about SOPA?
No, I like to use SOPA when I take your. The only thing I like about SOPA is when I use it for a bath.
Yeah.
Definitely.
SOPA should be rewritten, not necessarily gone, but rewritten. It should
focus on like Pirate Bay or stuff.
Well,
no.
Well, the way it's written now, it's not going to stop piracy one bit.
Oh no, it's just
because
stop freedom.
Because like, oh no, pirates are getting stuff from these foreign servers. Block the U.S. from foreign servers. What? And then shutting down a web a DNS server will not do. Oh, that's a oxymoron. Does not do anything. Yeah. It because that's not how torrents work at all. Because torrents are peer to peer stuff. They don't use servers at all.
Definitely.
So that's not going to stop piracy one bit.
Yep. Oh, I just thought another stupid joke. Sopa on Europa.
I've seen that one. I've actually seen that one with a picture.
Oh, that's awesome. Anyways, I guess we could move on from that. We don't, you know, we've just saying the same things everyone else has been saying, but it deserves its space. It deserves, you know, in case there are some people who haven't heard of it for Sopa's some reason. Bad. Yes. You know what is good though is the Call of Duty Elite app for Android and iOS.
I have not tried that yet.
It's pretty cool. Let me pull it up and I can tell you what it is all about. Let's see. I've looked at it before. I just not. It doesn't allow you to like manage the clans or anything like that. Unfortunately, I was hoping that'd be, you know, I was hoping you'd be able to do stuff like that. But no, close.
I'm downloading it now.
You can, however, say you're at work, Stuart, and you're like on your lunch mm-hmm. break or whatever, and you're thinking about Call of Duty, and you're like you're just thinking about like a certain type of class. You can change your classes. You can change your custom classes straight on your phone, and it so when you pull up the game when you get home that night. You know, your classes will be changed, which that's a really cool feature, I think.
That is pretty cool.
You can view like recent matches and stats and stuff like that. I guess you can look at all of the challenges. Like, you know, I've shot, you know, the MP9. I've killed, you know, 2 people out of 10 or stuff like that. And it's pretty cool. You know, it's definitely going to help certain people with stuff, you know, while they're away from their Xbox, they can do little things to improve their, you know, get things set up, you know, better for when they actually do get to their Xbox and, or I guess PlayStation 3, if you're playing on PlayStation 3, but
I totally forget my password.
But yeah,
it's
a pretty cool app, and if you got a Android phone or an iPhone, I would definitely recommend you pick it up because you don't need the premium service to use it. I don't think you do. I don't. Yeah. Anyways, just wanted to mention that because it came out I think yesterday or I can't remember. But I got it yesterday, and I just thought I'd add that real quick. Anyways, what's this topic, Harold?
Basically, there was on Yahoo in the health.com, there was 9 surprising heart attack risks. So 9 factors that go into possibly giving a person a heart attack. And one of the risk factors they said was having low good cholesterol, which is your LDL, if it gets too low. Those for all those people who work out all the time, they keep their LDL low. If it gets too low, it's kind of bad and can go and possibly give you a heart attack. If you've been like me, you've been sick for the last 2 weeks with the flu. Well, a flu can help increase your risk for a stroke and heart attack.
That's not good. So,
no.
That kind of sucks.
Kidney problems. If you have any kind of kidney, like urinary tract infections, or any kidney diseases, that increases your risk. You're at a slightly higher risk. How many of you guys live in an urban type environment? Heavy traffic, got to do traveling by car, bike, or public transportation.
Car, yeah.
And you live in an urban area?
Suburban.
If so, yeah. Well, if so, you may double your risk for having a heart attack. Calcium supplements. It's been found in New Zealand that women who take 1 gram of calcium citrate, they had twice as many heart attacks. Stopping aspirin. So if you're old and you take an aspirin a day and you stop your aspirin, you might increase your risk for heart attack.
Yeah, once you turn like I think 40, you need to be taking like a baby aspirin a day. That really helps prevent heart attacks.
Keeps your blood low.
Yeah, my dad does that every day.
Yeah, so make sure he doesn't skip any, because that would increase his chance for a heart attack. Then prostate cancer treatment. If you're a man and you've had prostate cancer treatment, that can bring up your risk for prostate cancer.
That really sucks to have prostate cancer and then to get that fixed, you know, get that treated and then have a heart attack. That's like just a double whammy.
Well, dude, we've already got whammies because we're men, okay? We're all white, so we've got risk factor. Now, do either one of you two smoke?
No.
Nope, never have.
Okay, if you smoke, because I don't smoke. If you smoke, that's a risk factor. Woo-hoo. If you drink, that's a risk factor. Now we're getting told that if you live in the city, that's a risk factor. If you have any psoriasis on your skin, that is a risk factor. And if you have relationship issues, which is number 9, they said. If you have relationship issues, that can also be a risk factor for a heart attack.
Like what? Like you left the toilet seat up and you got yelled at?
Just having a negative relationship. It says just having a negative relationship with your significant other can be bad for your heart, according to the study in the University College London.
Well, yeah.
Problems.
Because your heart could be broken.
But relationship problems increase heart attacks by 34%, man.
So if you're in a bad relationship, just end it so you don't get a heart attack.
Yeah, get out of that thing, man.
It's a trap. It definitely is.
All them country guys who were singing it right. She broke my heart the day she left me. Boom, boom, boom.
Definitely.
She took the dog with her, too.
Wow.
Well, isn't that how all those songs usually go? That she took the dog and she took the house and she took everything.
And my truck.
Yeah, and my old beat up pickup truck and my box of gay porn that Stuart gave me.
Okay. I don't know.
This was the day my wife met my girlfriend.
I don't listen to country music, so I honestly don't know. But
I'm having fun making up songs, though.
Definitely.
Uh-oh, somebody got a knock on the door, and they did a really rhyming knock, knock, knock. No, Mom, I'm not watching my gay porn right now. Leave me alone!
Ha ha ha.
You just keep hoping. You just keep hoping.
Anyways, let's see. What? Yeah, that definitely, I'm gonna definitely, keep that in my head whenever I, you know, do stuff, because heart attack, you know, my family has a history of heart disease, so
yeah, definitely. It's good for the listeners, you know. This is not only Geeks for the Win, this is going to be some geek health for the win, too.
That's right.
Definitely, because we want to keep you alive so you can keep geeking out.
Keep listening.
Do what Williams does. When he has a negative score on Call of Duty, he does push-ups.
That's Stuart.
Okay, do what Stuart does.
Yeah.
I really need to figure something out for the old Republic.
So I've not figured out. Every hour you play, you have to do 5 sit-ups and 5 push-ups for every hour.
Fuck.
That should.
Every time you die.
No,
I can do that. Every time I die, I do sit-ups and push-ups for my level.
And what's your level right now?
30.
So you'd have to do 30 push-ups and 30. Dude, you ain't going to do it. So how about this? For every hour you play.
Dude, you ain't going to do it.
And you're not going to die. So for every hour you play, you do that. You take 5-minute break and you do 5 push-ups and 5 sit-ups.
Well, I've already put 143 hours into the game already.
And think of all the weight you could have lost if you would have been putting in 5 sit-ups and 5 push-ups for every hour. At this moment, you'd be the sexy terror on the internet, not casual terror.
You know what? If I ever lose a lot of weight, I'm definitely gonna change my name to the sexy terror.
I think it should there be. I should think it should be casually sexy.
Actually, casually sexy. What was your dog's name?
Which one?
Your first dog.
Laney.
Laney. No. Okay. Second one.
Cleo.
Cleo. Wow. Third one.
I've not had a third one.
Okay, give me
still have Cleo.
What's your middle name?
Ross.
Okay, so you can be Cleo Ross. We just came up with your sex name. Your porn name is Cleo Ross.
But I thought it was like the name of the street you live on, or, and then your dog's name.
Or it can be your mother's maiden name.
And don't forget to add in bed after. Oh, wait, that's fortune cookies. Never mind. But yeah, I guess before we jump into I recommend, Stuart, you want to play our promo we have?
Yes, we have an OFRN promo for 2012.
Yay!
Hey, this is Larry, aka Blue Man Rule with OFRN Radio, and just wanted to let you know there'll be some changes here in 2012. With a new year, there are new resolutions, and we resolve to be leaner and better. Essentially, we still have all the great podcasts that you love: OFRN Radio, 40cast, Prove Your Point, Section C, Geeks for the Win, Truthfully Geeking, the Knox Family broadcast, including Love and Learning, What Does God Say, and Downloadable Brothers, From Page to Screen, Empire with the Media Show and its live cast, and Vault Reviews, and with other resources such as Lamar's Movie Palace and Zabari's Game Information Spreadsheet. OFRN Radio is still the same old awesome podcast and network that you know and love, but we also have some changes coming to the website, so just stick around for that. So thanks for lending your ear to OFRN Radio. Still getting it.
I'm now going to have that song stuck in my head the rest of the day.
And that was Larry, a.k.a. Blue Man Rule, a.k.a. Mr. Poppin' His Peas. I don't know if anyone noticed that, but every time he said pee, it would pop, like the audio would crackle.
Well, that's why I need to get a pop screen like I have.
Yeah. But anyways, yeah, definitely. Open Forum Radio Network, we're still going strong. We got tons of things in the works, so... yep. Not only do we have a website that's under, you know, going under some, I guess, you know, reconstruction.
Revisions.
Yeah. But Open Forum Radio does as well. And I am doing both of them, or part of both of them. So look.
And you're the guy who broke it, man.
It's fixed. They just, it's a whole bunch of stuff, but very,
I heard you broke it.
It's fixed now, so it's all good. Anyways, time for I Recommend, which this week was my pick, and I picked a UK TV show called Misfits, and it's on Hulu, not Hulu Plus, just, you know, you can watch it on regular Hulu for free, all three seasons, which the third season is fairly new, because when I first watched this show, the third season wasn't around, and this was... I think sometime in 2011. So basically, it's about a group of like misfits, you know, people who are in doing community service, a bunch of young adults.
I wouldn't call them misfits. I would call them assholes.
I'd call them convicts.
Well, they're just, you know, they're not in jail. They're just doing community service, but, and, you know, during their, like, community service, there's this storm that happens. They get struck by lightning, and stuff seems to happen, and they get powers. Very, very, very similar to Heroes, I would say. What do you think about it, Stuart? Because you're a Heroes fan.
The whole superpower thing couldn't have happened to a big group of assholes in this show, but, I wouldn't necessarily put it to Heroes, because like they're not heroes at all, and they don't. There's not a whole lot of power use. I mean, there is.
How far have you gotten?
Episode 4. Like there's a big thing that happens in episode 4, and there's a disturbing thing that happens in episode 3.
Yeah, it you know, there. I'm just talking about the whole, you know, there's. This was a storm, lightning, and Heroes was a, you know, was an eclipse and powers and whatnot. And I'm not saying they're heroes. Yeah. I'm just saying it's similar to the premise of kind of Heroes, but a UK version,
kind of
more adult, more definitely more adult.
Yeah, adult,
more adult oriented. So how are you liking it, Stuart?
Well, I almost stopped after episode 3.
Really?
Yeah, that was just disturbing.
What?
Disturbing in what way? I mean, because
Do you guys want to do spoilers?
You could do spoilers because I've gotten only up to episode two, and at the moment, okay. I mean, I'm sitting there like scratching my head on this show because I'm not really enjoying it 100%.
All right, hold on. Let me do this then.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
Spoilers.
Maybe that'll learn you to keep your big mouth shut.
All right, and in episode three, I don't know names yet, but I'm gonna call him the biggest asshole of the group.
Oh, Nathan
hooks up with this. Okay, yeah.
The dude with the messy hair.
Yeah.
Nathan.
The biggest asshole of the group.
Yeah.
Hooks up with this chick, and while they're having sex, in the middle of it, she turns into an old lady.
Oh, that's episode two, I think. Isn't it?
No, I think
that's
episode three.
No, I don't remember seeing anything like that yet.
Okay, then he meets the chick in episode two, then. I've started to watch the first episode, and then I saw the second episode, and I saw the chick, and I was like, oh, I can't watch this part. I can't watch it, because, yeah. But go ahead, Stuart.
Yeah, I didn't want to see granny tits at all.
Basically, the old lady had the ability to turn back the clock to her youth, so she was able to turn back to how she used to look, you know. And I guess
her cum face was her turned into an old lady.
Well, you know.
Oh God! At least I'm having a good time because that show was not giving me a good time.
It gets a lot better, and Harold, there are a lot of sexual things that happen in the show that's not old ladies. There's a lot of other sexual things that happen that you might
enjoy. Yeah, especially episode one. When one chick was giving a blowjob to that bottle,
I'm sure you two loved that.
That was freaking hot.
That was awesome.
There's a lot of stuff that happens like that in this show. But it's very adult.
But I don't like the fact that the one chick can read your mind. So like while she was banging her boyfriend, or while she's getting ready to bang her boyfriend, and the boyfriend's thinking, man, I bet you she's a slut or something, and she's done this, and then she can read it. See, I don't like that.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's just her power, though.
But I don't like that power. And then you got Invisible Boy.
Who I somewhat feel sorry for.
Yeah, because he's got a really bad power.
Well, I mean, he's... Like, I've noticed that other than the mind reading thing, the powers have something to do with something that they were already...
Like on Heroes.
I don't know if the cheerleader was indestructible before.
Well, like
Or the politician could fly?
Well, like Peter, like his was empathy and...
Yeah, I mean, but I think that's the only one you could really put that one to.
Well, I haven't watched Heroes in forever, but I think there were others that were, it was kind of like that, but yeah, I did go on.
Well, like, you know, the kid who's, you know, basically a shut out, who's invisible to everybody when he's there, has the ability to turn invisible. And the chick who's kind of hot and kind of flirts it and thinks everybody wants to have sex with her, that's actually her power.
Which you got to say, that's probably a great power to have. If you know.
Yeah, if you're a woman.
Until the whole rape thing happens.
Yeah, that's true. But you just got to not touch anybody unless you want them to touch you.
Which happened a couple times to her. Like when the cop tried to arrest her.
Oh yeah, definitely that.
He then tried to rape her.
Or that old man in episode
two. Yeah, that too. That old man.
That old man. I would love to taste those cherry lips of yours. Oh, that was disturbing.
I mean, I'm gonna try to continue to watch it. It's just been very hard.
It gets really good. It really does. And stuff happens end of season two, and it's short episode. It's short seasons too, so.
Yeah, it's only six.
It's six episodes, so I do like that.
Just a lot of crazy stuff happens in season two, and I just started watching season three. In season three, everything like changes, and it's kind of brilliant the way they do everything they do it. So
Does Asshole Man ever get a power?
The end of season one, you'll see.
Or because, like I said, like what they already kind of are, it's kind of enhanced. I just think that he's just an asshole already so much that his superpower was being a bigger asshole. So it didn't really affect.
But by season two, you'll start to like the characters, even the asshole, because you'll start to, you know, you'll start to see things, his side of things and his story and whatnot. Like why he got there and his backstory and whatnot.
Well, I'm actually to the episode where the one runner dude goes back in time before he got caught.
Oh yeah,
I'm actually on that episode. I'm in the middle of that.
That's a pretty good one. I actually like that episode a lot. I thought it was interesting. That
yeah. Now I know what a pick and mix. That's what he got busted for.
Oh yeah.
I now know what that is. I'm like, what the hell is that?
It's like trail mix.
Well, it's just like one of those those candy stores where you just pick something and then just put it in a bag and mix everything.
Yeah.
I thought what kind of drug is that? What is a pick and mix?
That's just some weird things that, you know, the UK doesn't really takes a while to understand. Like every when I started to watch Doctor Who and I heard everyone call the females mom, I'm like,
mom.
I'm like, why do they call that? Can't be mom? His mom. That I don't understand. And it took me, you know,
M-U-M, mom.
Yeah, well, yeah, but still, you know.
Yes, mom.
You can't tell me you understood that the first time.
I kind of did.
Yeah, you're just.
Because he's smart, you know.
Yeah, sure. Okay, but I would definitely recommend sticking with it, because it's sure if you're not just totally appalled against it, you know.
I do have a hard time understanding the blonde chick. Or no, she's not blonde, is she? Is she blonde? I don't remember.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
I have a hard time understanding
sometimes. One of the very first lines, you know, when they were talking, the Nathan was like, "I'm sorry, am I supposed to understand you? The noise you're making, am I supposed to understand that?" And, you know.
Well, I thought that was just because she was making a hideous, you know, her voice was hideous, but.
Yeah,
but yeah, I have a hard time understanding her.
It gets pretty interesting. I mean, you've only seen two episodes, Harold.
I saw the first two episodes. I saw the first and halfway through the second episode. I mean, as I said, it's not a bad show. It's not. I've got nothing against it so far. It's just been a little slow to get into it.
It doesn't grab you.
Yeah, it did not grab me. The characters so far have not interested me. That I have, like, someone who's my favorite character.
Well,
yeah, that's also my biggest problem. I don't like any of the characters.
Well, where Stuart's at episode 3, and that's when they're starting to go into the, you know, backstories of everybody, and you get to see where they've come from, and at least I started to, you know, sympathize with certain characters, especially Nathan, or the asshole, like Stuart calls him.
I mean, if let's just say there is something that can make me get attached to someone, then that would be great. It's as of right now, there's really nothing that is grasping to say, okay, I want to watch this because I really like that character. I mean, yeah, it was nice watching you give a blowjob to a bottle, but
it really was.
It was, but does that really give me enough incentive to really want to watch more of it?
Well, if you can stick through it till the, I'm sure before you finish the first season, saying before, not like at the end of the first season, you'll find some attachment to at least one of the characters. Because I pretty much like them all. There's just a couple I don't really, you know, season three, like I said, end of season two changes a lot of stuff, so. And you know, it's a great. I like it because it's not a long show. I think this type of show, if there was like a, you know, 12 episodes or more, I think it wouldn't be as good as I like it. I think it's good because it's, you know, like six episodes for the first season. And is it six or five? I thought it was five for the first season.
It's six.
Okay.
It's six.
Yeah, but definitely I would recommend sticking with it if you could, if it's just not, you know, unless you're just.
I have no, I mean, I'm not like appalled with it or anything like that. I mean, the show is not bad. It's a good show. It's just I have not been able to get someone who just grasps me. I mean, like okay, Hugo or whoever, the guy who plays Hugo, remember from Lost?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
His characters and everything he's done, just they grab me because I like his acting. You know what I mean?
Oh, definitely.
And that's all I'm waiting for is usually by an episode, you know, by three episodes, if something hasn't gotten me into it, then I have to stop. So it's got one more episode.
Oh, definitely. And, you know, I started to sympathize with Nathan because, I mean, he got kicked out of his house. He's living, you know.
His mom was a bitch.
Yeah.
I'll say, because he doesn't like her boyfriend, she kicks him out? Really? What kind of parent are you?
And I don't know. Parent. Yeah, I'm thinking, you know, maybe it's something in the UK. I don't know. Maybe that doesn't translate over, but yeah. So, you know, the whole thing I'm not going to spoil anything, but yeah, I think by episode 3 you should episode 3 I'm trying to, well, I don't know. Episode 3 is the one with the grandma, so maybe you might not like that. So maybe I would say episode 4, definitely. Because unless you find that funny, because I thought it was kind of creepy, you know, but kind of funny at the same time. And
well, I saw it coming. It's just I didn't see me seeing what I saw.
Yeah.
You didn't like seeing Grandma?
No, I didn't like seeing Grandma tits bouncing and her yelling, fuck me. No.
Well, then you know what? You need to take your box of grandma porn you gave me back.
No, you can keep that. I never
liked box that. Of porn that you gave me anymore. I don't like your porn box.
But the thing I like about the show is it's got that, you know, kind of sci-fi supernatural feel to it, but it's not as serious as all these other shows are. It's just, you know, it's pretty humorous, I think. And very adult. Yeah, very adult.
It is funny.
And very adult. That.
Yes. It would never show like that in the U.S.
Well, it would.
Unless it was on HBO.
Or Showtime. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, because they get very sexual in the show and a lot, you know, it's very adult. So. But yeah, that was my pick. I think it's your pick, Harold?
I yes, think it is my pick, yes, eh? So I'm going to pick Alligator X.
Okay.
It's on
Alligator
Netflix.
X.
Yeah, Alligator X.
Is that like that one sheep movie? Black Sheep?
No, it's while lost in the Louisiana wetlands, Lauren must save her boat from prehistoric predators that is supposed to be extinct. So it's prehistoric alligators.
Alrighty. So
I like alligator shows. So why not?
Okay.
What the heck not, right?
Well, exactly. So Alligator X is next week's pick. It's on Netflix. And I guess real quick, I should also mention the Misfit. Yeah, it's on. Once again, it's on Hulu.
Hulu.
Not Hulu Plus. I know a lot of people are like, I know Harold, last week you were like, I don't got Hulu Plus. Well, you don't need Hulu Plus to watch it.
There you go.
If you want to watch it on your Xbox.
Correct. Or if you want to watch it on your iPad.
True. Anything other than your computer.
Unless you got a program that can redo that.
Unless.
Like PlayOn. PlayOn is a good program. That. But anyways, there's tons of ways to watch it. I watch everything on my computer monitor. So, but anyways, I guess what? Anything else we want to talk about? Oh, geek question of the week. Duh.
Yeah, well, that's a big one.
Yeah. This week's geek question of the week was brought to you by Harold. What is your top three childhood cartoon theme songs?
So who would like to go first? Why don't we put the listeners first, and then we can give, like, we can go a round table, our number three, number two, number one.
Okay.
First up, we've got Patriot 1030 on Twitter. He said, Garfield and Friends, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and Pokemon Indigo League Season 1. I don't know about the Pokemon one, because the only one I can think of is the original.
And the original was awesome, so I'm not sure why he's saying not the original.
That's right. I want to be the very best. No one ever was. Okay, no more singing.
It's unanimous.
Uranium 242. He says Danger Mouse, Looney Tunes intro, and He-Man.
And what do you guys think about those?
What is Danger Mouse?
Danger Mouse was this mouse that used to go around the world and save people. Look it up on YouTube real quick. You can see Danger Mouse.
Is that like, because the only mouse I know as a superhero was Mighty Mouse.
Nah, Danger Mouse was pretty cool.
I do like the Mighty Mouse song.
Mighty Mouse is on the way.
Don't go to Wikipedia. It won't work.
No, I said YouTube.
Unless you have the Android app.
Okay. Danger Mouse looks weird because he has an eye patch. Okay. Anyway, moving on. Nox Broadcast on Twitter says, number one, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the original 80s series. Number two, DuckTales. And number three, I don't know why, but he says the Super Mario Brothers Super Show.
Oh, God. That's on Netflix, isn't it?
It is on Netflix.
It is.
Don't watch that.
Don't.
That is a terrible show.
Well, watch one episode just so you can know how terrible it is.
Just so you can get a good laugh.
Just for a good laugh. Yeah.
Okay. Next is Downloadable Bro, which is Nox's brother. It says Animaniacs, Dragon Ball Z.
Animaniacs.
And we're zany to the max. Okay. So just sit back and relax. Okay. Anyway. Number two, Dragon Ball Z, the original Japanese score. I thought the American one was pretty good.
Well, the one he's talking about, the one that doesn't have lyrics to it. The one that's not Dragon.
I know.
Ball, Dragon.
The other one, the one before that he's talking about. Which
it, yes, I know, but I like the one with the lyrics.
Well, yeah, I like that too, but I like the other one. Yeah, I liked both.
And number three is Tiny Toons. Not Looney Tunes, he says Tiny Toons.
Tiny, we're toony, we're all a little loony, and in this cartoony, we're invading your TV.
I knew that was coming.
I did too.
You said Tiny Toons, I'm like, oh no.
I'm surprised he didn't start singing that when I said Looney Tunes.
Dude, I know the difference between Looney Tunes and Tiny Toons.
I should hope so.
You sure
didn't last week, though.
Last week I was also having rum and cokes while I was sitting here podcasting.
Ah. What do you think this is? The 40 cast?
Well, I had to do something to make the show better at the end.
Okay, go on, Stuart. I know we got a bunch.
Prove Your Point on Twitter says Sesame Street, Muppets, and Thundercats. Then he put, as if that was his childhood show songs. Then he put another list that was just cartoons. Number one, Thundercats. Number two, DuckTales. And number three, Darkwing Duck / Animaniacs. That's not the same one. That's nowhere near the same song. But I guess he meant that they're tied for third.
Okay.
Brandon I. Banks on Twitter said, Ninja Turtles original theme. Number one, Smurfs. I'm sorry, number two, Smurfs theme. And number three, Gummy Bears theme.
What?
Gummy bears.
Gummy bear thing?
Yeah.
Is that like Care Bears or?
Well, I think he meant what gummy bears are. No. There was a show called Gummy Bears.
Huh.
And it was not the food.
I only know about Care Bears.
No, there was a show called Gummy Bears. I remember that show.
There's 2-1 here, and we're saying it's Care Bears.
Well, see, that was before the age of the internet where. Your network played what your local stations played what they wanted, and it could be totally different than someone on the other side of the country.
Yeah, but I'm also saying there was a show called Gummy Bears.
Well, I'm not saying there isn't. I'm just saying I've never heard of it until now.
I'm agreeing.
Okay. Jack Sawyer BH, which is formerly known as DeShane Vox. Number one, Bugs Bunny / Roadrunner Hour theme. Long version including the Roadrunner theme. And then he says, number two, Super Chicken. No idea what that is. Do you guys know what Super Chicken is?
Never heard of Super Chicken.
I don't know. Then again, maybe that was one of the very first cartoons that ever, you know, aired. I don't know.
Are you calling DeShane old?
Maybe. Yeah.
You hear that, DeShane?
Maybe it's a black and white cartoon, you know, back when before maybe it was a cartoon they played before they showed Gone with the Wind.
You are mean.
Wow.
I'm just messing with you. Wow, I'm just messing around.
Bro, now we lost like the two listeners we actually have.
We didn't lose any listeners because if he is listening, he'll just tweet me something playfully.
I'm gonna let him know that you were just dissing on him. So
No, I wanna see if he says something if he listens, because we'll know if he actually listens or not. I think he does, so he was talking about him dropping a bunch of podcasts because, you know, he doesn't have much time, and there are, you know, a lot of his podcasts he listens to now are under an hour. So this is my test to see if he listens.
We'll find out. All right. Amp Evil Dr. Dog on Twitter says, Thundercats, Transformers, Danger Mouse, a close fourth with He-Man.
Another Danger Mouse.
Yep.
Danger Mouse was cool, man, back in the day. You need to play Danger Mouse.
You want me to play Danger Mouse?
Yeah, Danger Mouse was cool. You gotta watch one.
Danger Mouse.
But Danger you can Mouse read
song.
You can read someone else's thing real quick.
It's loading up right now.
All I this think. Silence. Will...
Okay.
You guys there?
Yeah, we got more?
Okay.
That was awkward silence.
It was.
No, it's not awkward silence because I cut out all the silences, so it's just awkwardness.
No, this is weird us talking about awkward silence where there wasn't just awkward silence.
Exactly. It's just awkward. Right. It's just awkward.
Just plain awkward. That's right.
That's us.
All right. Yojimbo 2000 says, Thundercats, Star Blazers in Old School, and Johnny Quest.
Okay, another three good ones.
Yeah. 7-Bit Roast says, Poddington Peas, no idea what that is, Arthur. Thunder Cats. And that actually is written there, Thunder Cats.
I don't know what Arthur is.
Arthur? That stupid PBS
cartoon. Oh, it's that antler dude.
Yeah, okay. The aardvark.
Yeah, okay. Now I know. Now I remember.
He's a mouse, I think.
No, he's not. He's like an antler aardvark or something like that.
No, he's not.
Yeah, Google it.
I know Arthur. I know my Arthur.
He's an aardvark.
Google it, Stuart. Google it.
He does not have antlers.
No, he does not have antlers, but he's got that a little annoying sister.
Yes. Oh, God. Music playing. Okay. Next one. Kali, I think that's how you say that, 2000, says Darkwing Duck, DuckTales, and Thundercats. Lots of Thundercats.
And we've had a couple Darkwing Ducks and DuckTales.
Yeah.
Yep.
And our last one is Ewan Campbell. I'm still saying your name wrong. I know it because you haven't told me how to say your name. On Facebook, it says run with us from the raccoons at 3, Mask at 2, and Transformers at 1. I have no idea what that first one is. Run with us from the raccoons. Don't know what that is, dude.
You're so that's it you said?
Yes.
You're forgetting one.
Who am I forgetting?
At Casual Terror?
No, we're going to do our three at the little round table.
No, I mean like Soldier X.
Oh.
He tweeted you at Casual, at Casual Terror, not at the Geeks.
Oh, yeah, I'm right. I'm so sorry. For some reason, I didn't see it. He said Transformers, Reading Rainbow, and Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers is not a cartoon? Okay, we'll go with that.
Well, it's a childhood show.
No, he fails. That is not a cartoon. That one is null and void. That answer is null and void.
Wait, what? What now?
Null and void. It's got to be a cartoon, not Mr. Rogers.
It's got to be a cartoon. Oh, then my whole list is...
You didn't read the question then.
I mean, come on.
I was thinking a childhood show would count too, but...
No. I said cartoon. You know, I mean, I gave up with the simple fact that someone put Sesame Street in there. You know, I mean...
There are cartoons on Sesame Street.
Yeah, that's why I said, okay, you know, Sesame Street can go because there is stuff on that, but... Come on, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, no, doesn't work at all.
But there were puppets in Mr. Rogers.
No, there was no cartoons. At least with Sesame Street, there was a cartoon or two every once in a while.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Rogers' Neighborhood is null and void.
Okay.
All right. Now but you for can finish ours. Reading
his number one. What was his number one?
His number one, I gotta pull it back up.
What is Mr. Rogers?
Is Transformers.
Oh, what's Transformers?
Okay, so he got two good ones, but that one, I'm sorry.
All right, now for our own.
This is tough now. I'm gonna have to redo mine real quick. Go ahead. I guess I'll be the last one to say mine.
Harold, why don't you go first?
Okay, number three for me, I'm going to give to Fat Albert. Hey, it's Fat Albert. Womp, womp, womp. Hey. I mean, whenever you heard that, that was awesome stuff there. Your number three?
My number three, I'm going to give to probably Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. God, that was awesome.
All right, Will, your number three?
I guess Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers.
That's a good one.
I really did not like the show as much as I like other cartoons, but the theme song
was good.
It gets stuck in your head.
It does.
So I'm glad it's not favorite cartoons, because that'd be different. I'm glad it's theme songs.
True. Yeah. All right. Well, my number two would be Scooby Dooby Doo. Where are you? We got somewhere to be now.
As an embarrassing side note that you guys are going to love, every morning when I was little, my mom, to get me up, would sing me that song, only to replace Scooby with Stooby.
Stooby, Stooby, dude. Would you get up? We got to go to school now.
There you go. I just embarrassed myself for you guys.
We love you, though.
Oh, this. How do you spell that?
I have no idea.
There's the name of the episode, too.
That's why I'm asking.
That's why I'm asking.
Doobie doobie doo.
I'll make up a spelling, I guess.
I regret that now.
I guess yours, Stuart?
All right, my next one would have to be... probably Gargoyles.
Oh, that's a good one. We talked about Gargoyles a good while that one episode.
Yeah, when we played all these theme songs.
Yeah,
that was the entire episode was us playing these theme songs. So yeah,
and talking about it.
True. Yes.
Yeah. So that definitely Gargoyles. I thought about that, but it just didn't. I can't really think about it. Just not one of those that stick in my head. I love Gargoyles, the cartoon, but the song just, like right now, for the love of God, I can't think of how the intro or the theme starts.
I can play it for you.
If you want.
If I can spell it. Why don't you go on and give yours?
My number two would be Pinky and the Brain.
Nice.
That's another one that just, just is stuck in my head. It's one you can just, and I get.
All right, here is Gargoyles.
1,000 years ago, superstition and the sword ruled. It was a time of darkness. It was a world of fear. It was the age of gargoyles. Stone by day, warriors by night. We were betrayed by the humans we had sworn to protect.
I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's cool, yeah, but it's not, it's not catchy.
No, yeah, it's not good. Well, it's not a catchy theme song. It's just theme songs we like.
Yeah. Okay, I guess.
All right.
I said mine, Pinky and the Brain.
Okay.
In the brain, 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 brain.
So are we ready for number ones?
Yes.
Yeah.
I sent you the link to my number one if you could play it.
I already have it. It's ready to go.
Ready? Go. I don't hear it yet.
You don't hear? I'm only hearing it on one ear.
Oh, I got it right off YouTube, but it's Chilly Willy the Penguin, man. Chilly Willy the Penguin. I'm chilly through and through. My head is, or my feet are cold. My eyes are cold, and I chew.
Oh, come on, Stuart, fix it so we can listen to our number one.
It was totally playing. I've
got my number one right.
But there. And Chilly Willy was actually in the Woody Woodpecker, and he was just like a little side piece of Woody Woodpecker. But I love Chilly Willy. That song would just stay in my head for hours. And then I can give you my two honorable mentions real quick if you like.
Oh, sure.
Heathcliff. Heathcliff, Heathcliff, no one should terrorize the neighborhood. That was an honorable mention. Actually, I could give you three.
Oh, go ahead.
And then another honorable mention would go to Tom and Jerry because I used to love the classic. I love the fact that they use like classical music. And whenever like they would do a classical music episode, or even like when Mickey Mouse would do a classical music episode, I used to love that. It used to make me really get into music.
Mm-hmm.
Did you load that up yet? Eh.
It's I don't know why it's not working. Well, it's only working in one ear for me. I mean, I totally hear it, which means you guys should too.
But we don't.
We didn't. Oh, we miss Heathcliff. Okay, so what's your number one, Stuart?
My number one is Looney Tunes.
Okay.
I mean, it's great. It's and kind of like what you said with the Mickey and Tom and Jerry. I really liked the Merry Melodies episodes.
I used to love their Merry Melody episodes also. I mean, and it was great. It would really, they were really put together well. And Will, what's your number one then, sir?
All
right, I'll load up yours too.
Oh, you can play them now. Oh, mine is Muppet Babies.
I don't know.
You can be anywhere.
I like adventure.
I like romance.
I love great jokes. I'm a mom.
I've got my computer.
I play the piano.
Is everything all right in here?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I love that song.
And of course, I pause on Ghostbusters, what the hell?
Okay, I guess play like either if you want to play yours and then Harold's or Harold's and yours if you want.
Well, I did play Harold's. I think it was a bad version.
Put so in Chilly Willy the Penguin. And then you know what else I used to like? I used to like the Miss the Go Go Gadget or the whatever.
Inspector Gadget. Do 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 do
do do do do do.
And then they made those terrible movies.
Oh, the movies were horrible. But I remember coming home from elementary school, and you'd get home just in time to watch Heathcliff, Inspector Gadget, G.I. Joe, Transformers.
Go, go, Gadget, pogo stick.
All right, here's mine.
Yay!
And I just want to...
I'm going to...
Oh, go ahead.
Try to find... See, was Willy what? Willie the Penguin.
Chili Willie the Penguin.
Well, while you're doing that, I just want to remind people, if SOPA actually did happen, our podcast would get shut down because of this.
Yeah, this episode would.
But this, you know, as of right now, this is like, what, isn't this under the FAIR Act, whatever, since we're actually talking about the.
Yeah, well, we're talking about it for entertainment purposes.
Yeah.
So you know what, SOPA? Fuck you.
All right.
And anybody who votes for SOPA, fuck you too.
I'm so very unhappy. I don't.
That's not it.
You got to put in Chilly Willy the Penguin theme, dude.
I did. Just the only version is that one, and it doesn't work.
Well, I found one, but my.
I know. It. Like you guys can't hear this at all.
No.
No. Sir. I want to say my honorable mentions would be one would be Fraggle Rock. I love that. I love that song.
That was pretty good.
Another would be DuckTales. DuckTales. I really, really like that song. And I guess, I guess that's all. Well, Gargoyles. Yeah, Gargoyles. That was really cool.
See, for my honorable mentions, I would go with Animaniacs, Tiny Toons, and probably. I can hear it on yours because you're playing it through your computer speakers.
No, I'm playing it right through.
Yeah, I can barely hear it.
Yeah, I sent you the link. We're giving Stuart William a lot of editing now.
We are, yeah. It's probably the same video.
See, that crap was awesome back in the day.
Alrighty. Oh, I can't believe I forgot. One last honorable mentions, the Spider-Man from the 90s.
Spider-Man was awesome. Spider-Man.
No, that's
older. That's an older version.
No, the older one.
That is the 60s.
Yeah.
Spider-Man does whatever a Spider-Man can.
Does whatever a spider can.
Yeah. Can he crawl on the roof? No, we can't. He's a pig. Look out. He's Spider-Pig. He's no longer Spider-Pig. He's Harry Plopper.
Yeah, actually, honestly, honorable mentions, I could just keep going on and on and on and on and on, unfortunately. There's so many good ones.
The Simpsons was good.
I guess, maybe. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of The Simpsons because I think it overstayed its welcome years and years ago.
It's still going on.
I think this is the last season, I think.
No.
That's what I heard.
That was a rumor. That was a rumor, and I don't think it's going
to
happen.
Well, I think the Fox wants to get rid of it because for some reason I heard that something about I don't know. Something about
budget. Well, they get paid so much per episode.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to, because I think people are going to take pay cuts just to keep that show on.
I don't know. We'll see. I haven't watched Simpsons in at least 5+ years. But anyways, that was Geek Question of the Week. What is the next week's question, Stuart?
Totally had one.
I had one too, but I totally forgot it. And it was a really good one too.
It totally had to do with the book I read. I can't think of it.
I got another one. How many chucks could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
42.
Okay, there you go. We've all answered the geek question of the week. Darn it, now we got to stop.
42, yeah.
How about this?
I love that you got that reference now, Stuart. I love the fact that you actually get that now.
Yeah, I totally do.
How about this? Since we got such a good response from the geeks who answered, why don't we have the geeks that answered the question this week, all 12 of them, send in their geek questions for us to answer?
Yeah, okay.
We've tried that one before.
And it failed miserably.
Well let's
not
try it
necessarily
again.
If it failed, we got, like, that was actually the geek question of the week last week.
but was, now we had 12 people that respond. And you know what? Maybe if you post it on Thursday instead of on Tuesday, the 12 people who respond will respond with a geek question for us.
I guess, but that, you know, that's still kind of
cheating.
Yeah, kind of like, do our work for us, please.
But, well, we were just asking them to ask us a question so we could answer it for them.
Here's one. I'm going to have to try to condense this one down into 140 characters, but until then, here it is. If you could live in a world kind of like The Surrogates, only instead of them being robots, it's all in the virtual world, would you do it?
If you could live in The Matrix.
Yes. Okay. Yes, we'll go with that. If you could live in The Matrix.
You're like...
But the Matrix with every single movie, video game, all of that content is there. Like, you could actually live in the Star Wars world, and then in the next minute live in the Firefly holodeck? Universe.
Just live in the holodeck?
Yes.
Which we kind of...
Yeah, but not quite.
Okay.
If you could live in the Matrix, I like that. That's a simple version of that.
Yeah. And then we're going to have tons of people say, well, I don't want to because I don't want robots to harvest my body for energy and... What all that crap?
Well, that's the world outside the Matrix.
Exactly.
When you're living in the Matrix.
Now, question.
Where you can do
for question though. Will I still get to know how steak really tastes?
Yes.
Because if I can't, then I don't want to live there.
Yes. Already.
In the Matrix version of the internet. How's that? Of the internet now.
Okay.
I don't know if that really said what it was in my mind.
Check on Twitter and he'll
have I will come up with a way to put that into 140 characters.
Alrighty. I guess now we can just start to close the show up. Be sure to, you know, I'm gonna put our pre-talk discussion, which is some pretty crazy stuff. I'm gonna put it in the bonus content for the Android app, which can be found on the Amazon App Store, and the iPhone app, which can be found by either searching the Geeks FTW or just searching Podcast Box. It's in the Podcast Box, and either one will pull it up. And it's $1.99, and you'll get bonus content, and we plan on putting bonus content a lot more often. Let's see, Facebook, Twitter, and Google Plus. Search the Geeks FTW. We're there. We post stuff on there.
Yeah, especially now that they got this idiot on board, we're gonna put a lot more crap on the bonus content.
Oh, definitely. But yeah, search for us on Facebook, Twitter, and Google Plus. We post stuff, the geek questions of the week and stuff like that on there, and you can reply. We have a voicemail. Stuart, you want to play that?
Yes, we do have a voicemail from Fidios. Here it is.
Hey, what's up, guys? Fidios, also known as Jason Borlett, as you guys totally, like, outed me on your last show, dropping my last name. That's cool. I see how it is. Whatever. Not that I really care. Anyways, I haven't called in a while. Just want to say the show's been running good. A couple things I need to correct for you guys. First of all, Harold, the podcaster formerly known as Big Pimpin, did not change his name based on his own decision. He lost the Pimpin title when he admitted he doesn't like Star Wars. Really? You're on a geek podcast? You don't like Star Wars? I mean, there's something wrong with that. I don't even know how you guys accepted him to come back and think that should have been strike 1, 2, and 3. With your whole little strike thing you got going on, that should have been like, okay, you're out. Next possible. But anyways, so seriously, Harold, welcome to the show. Blah, blah, blah. Nonsense, and great job. Anyways, next thing was Lost. You guys pissed all over the ending of Lost. I just want to clarify real quickly. The island was not purgatory. I have heard a lot of people that still think the island was purgatory. The island was not purgatory. The alternate universe in season 6 was the afterlife, which could be considered purgatory. It was some type of afterlife thing where their afterlife spirits all came together and created this make-believe universe just in order for them to be able to find each other, because the events on the island were so significant, the real-life significant events that happened on the island in real life were so significant, and I'm going to use the word significant again, that they created that universe to find each other, which, like it or hate it, that's what it actually was. In case I haven't spoiled it completely for the one person that hasn't seen the ending. But anyways, that's what that was. And yes, there are issues with it. There are a lot of issues with it. But I liked it because it was a good ending of the characters. It was not a good ending of the all the philosophies and all the powers and the magic and where it came from and all that nonsense. No, it wasn't an end to that. It was a good end to the characters. For me. Not for everybody else.
All right, that's all? That's the first half. That's the first half.
Oh, wow. He goes on? Wow.
Yeah.
Well, let me just answer this. Not everybody in the world has to like Star Wars. Thank you very much.
And I actually think he's wrong about Lost, because I remember them saying that they all died in the plane crash.
Yeah, but am
I wrong?
He means season six. They were leaving to get off the island, and they had a plane crash. Didn't they, or something like that?
No. I don't know, but we should invite Fadios to come on the show.
Oh, definitely. I planned on seeing if he could. We'll have to.
Yeah.
I think he said if we could start an hour later, he could definitely come on because of his work. But
I could definitely start an hour later one day. It's all right.
Yeah. One day we'll be fine.
Definitely. But anyways, before we part two of Fadios.
Yes.
The whole Lost thing, that makes everything more crystal clear for me. Not, that just makes everything more confusing, and the way he says everything ended, it still makes things more confusing, and still, yeah.
And I think they all died in the plane crash.
I like how I keep hearing certain people say Lost was about the journey, not the where you ended, not the destination, because it was fun watching it.
I like his synopsis.
All right, part two.
No, hold on. I like his synopsis, but not everybody has to like Star Wars.
Everybody should like Star Wars. They don't have to.
Everybody should at least see Star Wars.
I've seen every episode of Star Wars, and I like the number, five, six, and seven?
Four, five, and six.
Four, the five, original. And six? I don't like one, two, and three.
Well, period. We're with you, because in my opinion, there's only four, five, and six. One, two, okay. And three don't exist in my world.
One at least doesn't exist. Two and three were okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can give three an okay. I can't give nothing to one and two.
Yeah,
except for Jar Jar Binks.
But you know, I've got the high ground, and then dope, slice your legs off. I'm sorry that I just really.
It was a dumb line. If that line wasn't there, we would be fine with that.
Well, why won't you remember?
And the fact that Jar Jar Binks basically gave the Emperor his, you know, full power and all that.
Which made the full circle of us hating Jar Jar Binks.
Which makes me think, you know, Jar Jar Binks was a middle finger to the fans of Star Wars.
Okay, so what's the number? Let's hear part two now.
Yes, part two.
All right.
Part two.
Please.
Part two.
Yeah, so apparently I ran out of time again. But, yeah, that was the whole Lost thing. And then there's something else I was going to talk about that you guys talked about. I don't know if we correct or comment on. I don't remember what it was. But the Old Republic is crack. Stay away from it. You guys are both becoming addicts. And I'm just kidding. It's a great game. I'm not going to play it because I'd rather play multiple other games on console. Just play that game, and if I get into it, I'll probably play it too much. Just because it's that awesome of a game. But enjoy, have fun playing it. And anyways, that was the other thing. If you search around on people at Walmart, I actually saw Anthony Alex on there. So anyways, check it out. All right, I'll talk to you guys later. Keep up the good work. Bye.
Wow. I don't know where to go from there, but.
I am not saying anything negative about my good friend Anthony Alex. I do say go listen to his show. He has got a great show called the Angry Mailman Podcast. Enough said.
Alrighty. And I guess as far as the you know, it being crack. Yeah, it is crack, and, you know.
Sweet, sweet, delicious crack.
Yeah, but, you know, I do plan on slowing down and managing my time and playing, you know, once there is actually good console games that are coming out now, you know, new ones coming out, then I'll, you know.
Well, you could always play Amy. Oh, wait, no, don't.
It doesn't that have the creepy, like, it's not about, like, a little girl and the creepy uncle and...
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'll pass. But I am thinking about...
And it's a terrible-looking game.
I am thinking about picking up, or at least trying the demo to Blitz, though, because I talked about that last week. I do love me some NFL Blitz.
I did play the demo for Blitz. It is fun.
Oh, man, I gotta do that. But... If you want to leave us a voice message, you can do so at 1-347-433-5389. That's 1-347-GEEK-FTW, and we will play it and we will discuss it on the show. So you'll have your however minutes of fame that way.
It's 3 minutes per message, yes. as videos is. Finding out.
Yes, and you'll be not only famous in the U.S., but you'll be famous in China, because we have a lot of Chinese listeners.
It's all after the show, right?
Well, I'm not dissing the Chinese listeners. I'm just saying we got a lot of them.
Yeah, it's after the show when I spoke to them in Chinese and asked them how they were doing.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully not.
When actually you told them all to fuck off.
Hey, hold on now. That's not fair, because my woman is Asian. I love Asian women.
Alrighty. And
there was nothing about that. It was Asian. That was Asian racist at all.
Okay. Anyways, you can leave us an iTunes review, and I do want to give a shout out to Fadios. He left us one. And David Ryan. That sounds familiar, but I can't.
That's Global One.
Oh, okay. Okay, there we go. See, I know a lot of people by their, you know,
by their Twitter names
and stuff. So I've heard David Ryan. I've heard it on some recent podcasts, but yeah, okay. So that's Scoble One.
Yep, Scoble One.
Well, thank you very much for those iTunes reviews. And that now puts us up to five iTunes reviews. Woo.
Woohoo.
And none of them mentioned the Steam codes, so the humble indie bundle. No one mentioned those, so I guess nobody really wants those. Free games, anyways.
Or maybe no one listened, and maybe what we got to do is tell them to do it again.
Yeah.
You got one more week. Do it again.
You can send us an email at thegeeksftw@gmail.com, and I guess it's time for shout-outs. Harold?
I want to shout-out Charity Parkinson for giving me her book, The Society of Sinners. And you can go to her website, charityparkinson.com. I actually, as I said, got an autographed book. I want to shout out Stuart from Page to Screen. And I definitely got a shout out, I got a shout out Frank Branches, and I got a shout out Sean from Knuckleball Cast and RP Grinders. And make sure you listen to us live every Monday night on our new show, The Zombie Cast. That's two words, Zombie Cast, the unofficial guide to zombies. We are live on knuckleballcast.ustream. And shout out to Jamie Gray with the Vault Reviews.
Alrighty.
All right, cool.
And shout out Fadios for calling me out.
Stuart?
I would like to shout out Ernest Klein. He's the author of Ready Player One, which I, of course, did a terrible job of explaining how awesome this book is. If you're a geek in any way and know anything about the 80s, you should read or listen to this book. One of the quotes I'm going to write off the top of my head is, I know every single G.I. Joe, Transformer, and GoBot, and that is awesome, because knowing is half the battle.
Alrighty. Definitely, pick up the audiobook of that.
I mean, the ship the dude flies around in is the Serenity.
God, how'd he manage all that stuff? How'd he manage not to get sued out the ass?
Oh no, there are quotes and references left and right. I mean, especially in the beginning, like the first chapter of the book, is packed full of them.
Alrighty. Sounds awesome. Anybody else?
Ali Yachta Est. They're still awesome.
Except for we never play with them.
Well, I at least chat with them.
Yeah.
And I used to play with them in World of Warcraft, so.
Alrighty. So that's it?
I think that's all I got.
You don't want to shout out?
Fadios again.
You don't want to shout out the Open Forum Radio Network?
Oh, I guess I could, yeah. Which you can listen to the Open Forum Radio Network, which includes OFR Proper, OFR Sportscast, Pre-Rear Point, Section Z Podcast, Truthfully Geeking, The 40cast, Knox Broadcast Company, which includes What Does God Say, 11 Learning Podcast, Daniel Brothers, FamilyCast, The From Page to Screen Media Empire, which includes Media Lifecast, Spotlight, Video Games Arena, Geeks Win, and Vault Reviews.
Alrighty. Good job on that.
Yay!
And I guess my shout outs to the guys at Open Forum Radio Network, of course, all great podcasts, definitely. Check them out. There's definitely a podcast for anybody. I mean, in our network, I guarantee you that there's something you'll like besides us. Because
you love us.
Yeah, and you're listening to us right now. So,
that's right.
And in particular, shout out, you know, check out or stay tuned to openforumradio.com. The site's coming along pretty nice. The 40cast, those guys are truly, truly passionate about their beer. I mean,
they are.
I don't know if you guys listened to them recently, but there's some like long, long discussions about beer and brewery companies, and it's like, wow, those guys really like their beer. And
except Glovebox, who doesn't like beer like me.
Yeah,
he just sticks to his Crown and Coke.
You just haven't had the right beer. Anyways,
you know, I just picked up some beer. I just got some Samuel Adams Boston Lager. Good stuff.
Ooh.
Well, here's the thing. I actually heard something that's quite interesting. I've heard that people who don't like beer tend to like whiskey and vice versa. I have had whiskey. So I said tend to, not always, but tend to.
So by the
I've actually not had whiskey.
This time
so
next
I
week. This time next week, Stuart, you have to drink whiskey during the show.
Okay.
How about next week? All of us drink some whiskey during the show. and how about? And I'm going to call him out now. Why don't we get Fadios on and we all drink whiskey?
I was about to say, are you sure we shouldn't have Vic on since we're drinking?
No, but I say let's get Fadios. We'll come on an hour later. We'll all have whiskey. We'll all talk manly stories. And in the morning, I'm making waffles.
and then
we can all call in sick to work.
I don't work, so that works for me.
Well, that would be easy for you to call in.
And my work, I just sit there and look good all day.
Okay, I'm the only one that actually does anything at work then.
Also shout out to Forgetful over at Talking About Gamers podcast. He is now I think he's the editor in chief or whatever the title is. He's like the head guy over there for writing. He just got a promotion.
Great.
So shout outs to him. And he had me on for episode 121 of the Talking About Gamers podcast, which you can find at talkingaboutgamers.com or iTunes and Zune. Just search Talking About Gamers. And he had me on and let me talk and talk and talk about the Old Republic.
Did he edit it all out at the end?
No, he wanted to know about the Old Republic. That's why he asked me to be on. So I had a lot of fun doing that, and I think it was really good because he asked a lot of questions, you know, since he was curious about it, and I was able to answer. So if you're definitely curious about the Old Republic, I would listen to that because it's basically, you know, someone who's curious about it asking the questions and me answering.
Kind of like a roundtable almost?
Kinda, but it was just me.
Awesome.
Basically just an interview from a person who's curious about it. So definitely check them out. And shout outs to you guys for being coming on tonight. And for
wow, that's nice.
Well, you know,
thank you. Then shout out to you, William, for editing the show and putting up with our dumbasses.
The porn talk.
Well, no. Shout out to you, William, for letting me come on, and shout out to you, Stuart, for sending me your box of gay porn.
You're welcome. Enjoy.
Oh, alrighty. I guess if anyone else has anything to say, this has been episode 74 of the Geeks for the Win podcast, and we will see you next week.
See ya.
Bye. Don't forget to bring some gay porn
and whiskey.
And whiskey.
This is Matt from Intrepid Audio Productions. You may know me from WOFR, All Gaming Station, and Open Forum Radio, but you can now find all the same great shows, including Lag Free, Know Your Gamers, and Chicago Sports Update, all on our new feed. All you have to do is search Intrepid Audio Production in iTunes, the Zune Marketplace, or the Stitcher app, and you'll find it. We appreciate any feedback you might have, so please leave us a review on iTunes or send me an email directly at intraprod@gmail.com. You can find us at our website at intraprod.libsyn.com. To stay up to date on all the latest releases, you can follow along on Twitter at twitter.com/intraprod or follow me directly at twitter.com/patriot1030. Intrepid Audio Productions, pioneering the best in independent podcasting.